Grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. Columbia, dark supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Welcome to episode 9 of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, she's not turning right in front of me, is she? Is she? Uh-oh.
Ah, greasy, greasy coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme. Your instant coffee is just brown water.
There you go. That is Greasy Coffee Beans by Robert Morgan Fisher, and he's on the PodSafe Music Network. We're Grits to Glitz. Our website is www.gritstoglitz.com. I'm Amy, and you can write to me at amy@gritstoglitz.com.
And I'm Bay, and you can call me at 206-G2G-GRIT, which is also 206-424-4748.
Very clever.
Thank you.
Don't even give people the opportunity to write to you. They can just call.
That's right. Gummit,
they can just call. Pick up the phone.
Yes, because I like phone calls.
Yes. Well, I'm going to dive right into the grits bits.
Good.
Sound good? Sound like a plan?
Yes, absolutely. Sploosh,
okay.
Go.
Okay, I'm going to wave my hands in the air and go, eee. Which is a little tradition of ours. When something fabulous happens, you go, we got mentioned.
Like jazz hands. Yeah.
Jazz hands. Yeah.
We did.
Yes, we got mentioned on, you know, we do these podcasts of the week and we say, oh, this is so very cool and this is fabulous and we love this one and all this. And we got some love in return. Now, this happened before with 5 questions.
That's right.
Greg was wonderful. He mentioned us on his podcast. But more recently, we said how much do we love, and by gummy, we listened to one of the most recent episodes, and they mentioned us.
How much more can we love? How much do we love?
I can't. Not anymore. I love them to the nth degree.
Actually, they're fabulous.
Really and truly, even if they didn't know we existed, they're still just wonderful. They're so entertaining, and I love their chemistry, and everybody ought to be listening to them. If they're listening to us, just stop. Just go listen to them. That's what we want to be.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yep, that was cool. That was a nice little thing. And we only have one other grits bit this week because we had so many other exciting things going on this week.
Well, and because now we had a special episode for Project Runway, so we don't have to cover that again.
Yay! Although we love Project Runway, and if given the opportunity, we could rant for hours, but we won't.
It's just deserved its own episode.
That's right. So the other little bit is kind of like entertainment options, East Tennessee versus Las Vegas.
Yeah, slightly different option.
For instance, this last week, I finally went to see Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
And see, now that's not on my list.
Which pretty much everyone in the country has already seen it. And honestly, Amy, it wasn't really totally on my list either, but I've had such a bust of a summer watching movies. Nothing has been really great. Wes and I said, you know, if everybody else is seeing it, we got to go see it. Give it a chance. So we saw it, and it was nice.
It was nice, and you both agreed that it was nice.
Yes.
Which is a
big
thing.
We both agreed. Oh, yeah. It's not like a Prairie Home Companion.
Which he loved and you hated.
He liked and I hated.
Oh, okay. I thought he loved it. All right. That's better.
That's much better. He had just loved it. But honestly, about 10 minutes into that movie, I was trying to figure out ways to get out of it.
Chew your leg off.
Yes. Can I fake a stroke?
But then you and I loved The Devil Wears Prada, and that wasn't such a big hit with our husbands.
No, not a big hit with the boys.
But weren't they good troopers? They went with us.
They were. They were very good. They didn't try to chew their legs off.
Well, hey, kudos to them. So, but now tell me, what was it that you liked about this new Johnny Depp movie?
Oh, it's, you know, I can't. There were funny parts, and there is something to be said for a swashbuckling pirate movie being a pirate movie in this day and age. You know, I mean, Errol Flynn's been dead for how long?
what was the deal with all the eyeballs painted on him? Because that's all I know about the whole movie is he had eyes painted all over him.
He was a voodoo king. No. He was a, those little guys who go around chewing on human beings. Cannibal king.
I'm thinking Karen Black and that little thing that ran around with it. cannibal, that's it. Yeah, okay.
Yes. Apparently he and his crew were captured and he convinced them that he was a god, so they made him their chief, and that's why he had all the eyeballs painted on him. It was some kind of tribal makeup. And actually, all the parts of the cannibals are very funny.
Okay. That is quite an accomplishment in itself, because cannibalism isn't normally a very light topic.
Considered, yeah, that's not what you think of when you think general humor.
Okay.
Can we move on?
Okay, well, if you insist, I'm just trying to figure out this movie.
It's just getting worse.
Disney is writing this down. Okay. Well, that was your entertainment. Now, my entertainment, first of all, here's a little tip for anybody who's in Las Vegas, who lives in Las Vegas. There's a website, www.houseseatslv.com. You pay a one-time fee for a year's worth of entertainment, and various shows will have free tickets. Not free, because you pay this one-time fee, but for a year, they'll say, okay, we have tickets to such and such, and you can say, ooh, I'd like those. But if you want them, then you better go pick them up. So that's the only deal, is if they're giving them to you free, then you better show up, because otherwise they'll charge you. So this week, one of the shows that was available was The Shintas, spelled S-C-I-N-T-A-S. And it's a family group, and they are, they're our age, maybe a little older, but they're right around our age. And they've been at the Rio.
And, hey, Rio.
Yeah, but they're not at the Rio anymore. Now they're at the Sahara. So they've moved into a new room, and I think they're probably retooling it a little bit for the new room. And I think that's where the free tickets came from. But that's just a theory on my part.
Uh-huh.
So we got free tickets to go see the Shintas. Isn't that a long way to say it? We got tickets to go see the Shintas, and we went last night, Friday night.
What do they do? Do they juggle plates?
Well, no, they're singers and musicians, and they do comedy and impressions, and there are four of them. There are, of course, with a name like Shinta, you know they're Italian, so the guys are Joey.
Well, no, I didn't know, so thank you.
Well, okay, sorry. they are Joey and Frankie, and the other brother who's not in the act, his name is Tony, so how typical is that? And the girl is Chrissy. And,
oh, my.
Yeah, Frankie was really carried the show. He plays the banjo, he plays the spoons, he plays the piano, he plays everything, and did many, many of the impersonations, and it was, I want to say, classic Las Vegas review.
You must get tired.
Yeah, well, I guess so. Uh-huh. The other brother, Joey, does some impressions. He did a dead-on Joe Cocker impression, and it was very funny.
Come on. How hard is it to do an impression of Joe Cocker?
Well, he did stick his stomach way out in front. He wore the tie-dye shirt, you know, his big stomach sticking out, John Belushi did it pretty well, too.
Okay.
He was pretty good. And Chrissy is a Las Vegas, I don't want to say Las Vegas lounge singer, but she is a big notes singer, if you know what I mean. She did Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and wah, those big notes. Wore very beautiful costumes. Everything had some glitter on it, and she's very pretty, but she was not a part of the comedy, really. She came out and did these serious things, so not as much of our cup of tea. Beautiful voice, lovely talent, but just not quite. The overall review that we gave it, Paul and I, is that it's classic Las Vegas entertainment, And there's got to be a market for that. There are, I know that there are people who love that sort of thing. And we love pieces of it. It just wasn't all exactly what we would want to see. But it was very good. Very entertaining.
Any cannibals running around on stage?
No. No cannibals at all. Nobody had extra eyes painted on them or anything.
Well, so, then
kind of dull, I guess. But that's it. That's the entertainment report from Las Vegas and East Tennessee. That's the Dave Morford Hostage Crisis with Big Green Coffee Cup from the PodSafe Music Network.
We actually have a Big Green Coffee Cup.
Do you? I don't.
Yes, it has Tigger on it, but it is big and green.
And Tiggery.
Yeah, it's Wesley's. I don't even get to touch it, really. Well, I can just look at it and say.
But, you know, hey, there's the inspiration for that. That could be Tigger jumping up and down.
Oh, my gosh. You're so right.
You're right.
A genius.
Time for the recently renamed Glitz Hit, the podcast
Woo.
Of the week.
Woo-hoo.
Tell us what it is. Tell us, babe.
It is Tim's Take by the absolutely fabulous Tim Gunn, recent of Project Runway.
Ah, Tim. Love him.
This is the worst I've ever wanted to move to New York City.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just, you know, you feel like you could hang out with him. And listening to him on the podcast especially, hearing him just, I mean, he just talks. And you know that it's his personality. And he's a soft-hearted guy. And he has opinions. And he's nice.
And he's funny. When you hear someone with that voice actually talk about, the design was something of a bitch slap, I believe, was the phrase that got me this last week. I don't even, I was like, oh my. Of course, it was. But.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's a little spicy for our show, but that's what he said.
If he gets
says
away
it with
it.
A straight face,
yes.
You've got to love that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you can find Tim Gunn's podcast on the BravoTV.com website and also at iTunes.
And of course, as always, in our webpage, www.gritstoglitz.com, under the episodes, we include a link to each episode's podcast of the week, so you can check it out there.
Yep.
All right.
So that brings us to...
Well, we've got Grits Bits, and we've got Glitz Hits. What are we going to call the meal of the week? We need a name.
And it needs to have, you know, some... rhyming going on.
Or something having to do with grits or glitz or something like that.
Right, right. It's really hard. The only thing I could come up with was peachy pits. And that could be kind of gross.
Pits, just anything with pits in it. You don't want to think about that
Georgia.
When you're talking about food.
Yeah. Except that on a TV show called Beverly Hills 90210, they had a restaurant called The Peach Pit.
Oh, I never watched that show.
I did. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I did, yeah.
Well,
it worked out just that little bit.
regardless, we need to talk about our meal of the week. And I think this week we both have one, right?
We do.
Who should go first?
You.
Me. Okay.
You.
I am going to tell you a little later about my exciting week, but due to all the excitement that I have had this week, my husband decided to take me out to a very special meal at one of our very favorite places in Las Vegas. So my meal of the week was at the Hash House A-Go-Go.
Wait, the Hash House A-Go-Go?
Yes, that's the name of the place. Their little subtitle is Twisted Farm Food.
Twisted Farm. I never knew that. You never told me that.
Yes, well, and they got a little tractor on their menu and everything. And and I should point out, just to show that I'm not the only person who loves this place, Martha Stewart has dined there, and Dr. Phil has dined there, and a number of other, you know, glamorous celebrities. So It's off the strip. It's way out west on Sahara, out near Rainbow. But, oh, my goodness, is it worth the trip from the strip? If you, folks, really and truly, listen to me on this. Trust me. If you're in Las Vegas, get in a taxi and pay the $40 that it takes. Okay, share a ride with some friends. Go get a rental car and go out to the Hash House of Go-Go because I love this place. Now, I'm going to try not to drool on the microphone or get too rhapsodic about this, but I actually wrote down what my dish was that I had. This was for lunchtime. I had the lamb chop hash, which has crispy potatoes, like big chunky potatoes. Lamb chops. Yeah, lamb chops. I love lamb. Mm. Roasted red peppers. And by the way, I think there were some yellow peppers in there too, but it's just fabulous. With spinach and something that will always win my heart. Goat cheese. Anything with goat cheese in it. So you got lamb and goat cheese there. I'm on it. Two eggs and a buttermilk biscuit. And by the way, one of their traditions, and you can see this on their website. We'll put a link to their website. They always put a sprig of rosemary.
Rosemary.
In something, in the biscuit in this case. There was, and it looks like a little Christmas tree sticking up out of the biscuit, but fabulous. Oh, my gosh, Bay, that was so, so good. Oh, and to go along with it, I had an Italian lemon blueberry soda, which came with all the blueberry was at the bottom. It was very pretty. It was clear at the top, and it was blueberry at the bottom. And it came with a little tiny pitcher of cream that you could pour in there and mix it all up. And I think the cream somehow helped it all to mix together. Oh, Bay, this is such a treat.
Is that a carbonated beverage? I'm a little confused by the word soda.
Yes, it was blueberry and lemonade syrup, I guess. I mean, it's certainly not something that came out of a jar or something that I would buy off the shelf. And a soda water, and then this little tiny pitcher of cream. So it was a cream soda once you mixed it all together. But they let you mix in your own cream. It was so good.
Well, you're a scumbucket.
Not really.
But
you
I like
had
you
a,
anyway.
You had a good meal of the week also.
I did. And I also had lamb this week. And I think that's a pretty good... I think it's really weird that we didn't grow up eating lamb, and yet as adults we both found it separately and still love it.
That and garlic. I don't think our mother knew that garlic existed. So now we've discovered garlic and lamb, and the world has changed.
Yeah, something. I had a couple of really bad dining experiences over the last couple of weeks. So just to be able to say I went to one place and the food was good is like... if I could do it, I would turn a cartwheel. Because I love to eat out. I love to have good experiences. And I hate it when it's bad and I feel like crying.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the opposite of that. We went to P.F. Chang's after the movie. And I know that's a chain, so we'll put up a little link on our website. I know lots of people don't like P.F. Chang's. I
really?
Heard jokes about it on the... Yes, one of the guys on the roast of William Shatner joked about P.F. Chang's, and I'm like, oh come on. Mine's really good. And I had the Peking dumplings pan-seared with the special sauce, and I had spring rolls, but I actually didn't eat my spring roll, and I had the wok-seared lamb. Oh.
Lamb, great minds think alike.
Yes, it was just a lamby week. And it was fabulous, and I was so full that I couldn't have dessert.
No.
That's
tragic. That.
I have been known to have dessert first. I haven't done it recently, but I do every once in a while. I get so put out with getting full on dinner that I'll have dessert first.
Well, you know what our mother said when we were little? Someday you'll be the mama, and you can do what you want. Therefore, having dessert first, it's your right. You have earned that right.
Thank you. I'm a grown-up. I can have dessert first. Next time I'll do that.
Well, that was a fabulous meal of the week report from both of us. Shall we try and do that again next week? I don't know if I could take it 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh. been a whole week since our last major podcast, because we did the Project Runway episode, but a lot has happened in a week.
A lot has, and I really thought that I was going to be, you know, the most exciting news of the week.
I had hoped that you would be, sure.
I don't see how anything could be much more exciting than my news. So, but I'll keep it brief. I've got an iPod. I got an iPod. To me, I didn't buy it.
Is there a dance that goes with this song?
My children want to kill me. Oh, yes, there is. I'm so sorry you can't see it.
Is it like those outlines of people in the iPod commercials?
Oh, gosh, no. Sorry. No, no.
Not that athletic.
Yeah, I'm not quite that bendy anymore. But is it any wonder my kids want to kill me?
I would if I were your kid, and you know, your kids are right in prime age range for wanting an iPod, and you, their mother, got one before them.
Without even, you know, really going out on a limb and saying, somebody give me an iPod. Somebody gave me an iPod. Thank you, Amy.
Bae, go back and take a look at your blog.
Why?
Didn't you say something like, somebody give me an iPod?
I need.
Oh.
I need an iPod. I didn't say somebody give me an iPod.
What did you think, one was going to fall off a truck or something?
Well, apparently one did. It fell off at my door. Thank you, Amy. I really like my iPod.
It should be mentioned that your iPod came from the Apple refurbished store.
Which is going to be getting some more business from me, because the kids really do want iPods, and I really am going to be ordering the refurbished kind.
And I love refurbished. I have always loved refurbished because, hey, it's been through quality control twice.
That's right. I really like refurbished. It's a bargain, and someone's looked at it twice.
Yeah. So, very cool. What did you put on your iPod?
I've put a lot of podcasts on it. I've figured out how to take some things off after I listen to them. But a lot of albums on, too. Snow Patrol and Rachel Yamagata and Jason Mraz and some Indigo Girls and some Sheryl Crow and the Buena Vista Social Club.
So you're just not communicating with anybody else in the world right now. You're like me, plugged into your iPod.
I went to the grocery store the other day with my iPod on. People are waving, hello, how the world are you? And I'm like, huh, I'm not listening.
Sorry, I'm busy. It is a wonderful thing, though, because you can always have your music with you. And they're so teeny, and you can just stick it in your pocket, and there's all your music that you would ever want, all your podcasts, because there's never enough time in the day to listen to all the podcasts you want to listen to. So, congratulations.
Right. Thank you. Thank
Yay.
You. Yay. And yet, I managed to get upstaged by my own sister.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
It's like, what, you weren't getting enough attention?
Well, I didn't consciously think that. And,
oh,
and
sure.
I would have gladly done without this attention.
Okay. No, I could have done without it too.
All right, here's the. I have told this story many, many, many times. First of all, our regular listeners will recall that I drive a 2006 Pontiac Solstice that I love. My cute, 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 cute 2-seater roadster that's so terribly impractical, has no trunk space.
I was going to say it's the whore red slutmobile.
Yes, it is the whore red slutmobile, which, by the way, thank you, Wesley, for the name of the car. Yes, well, okay, I love my Solstice, and it is great, and Las Vegas is the place to have a convertible, and tra-la-la-la-la. On Thursday evening after work, I went to deliver a present to a friend, and I was going to just zip over to downtown Las Vegas and drop it off and then run home. And plans didn't quite go that way. On my way, I was approaching an intersection. I had a green light. And we're talking about a 6-lane road. The lady coming in the opposite direction wanted to turn left, which would have taken her into my path. And so she did, which took her into my path directly in front of me. I slammed on my brakes, and I hit her car in the front right fender. And long story short, I think my car is totaled. I think my car is toast. My car, my that I got in January and had 3,300 miles on it.
Oh, man.
It is, yeah.
Are you serious? You only had 3,300?
Yeah, it didn't have an oil change yet. It was...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's a baby car.
A teeny baby. It smelled new, you know?
And, Amy.
And right now, it's in a very bad lot with a lot of very bad other cars that whose parents don't love them as much as I love mine. And it's going to be towed away to a body shop where I'm really kind of hoping they total it.
They're so going to total that car.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I hope so. You know, sometimes they'll rebuild these things. But anyway, I was not hurt. Oh, the important thing that everybody always asks and should be told is I was not hurt. The other driver was not hurt. Her two-year-old son, who was in her car, was not hurt, which was really the most important thing of all. Thank goodness for engineering and crumple zones and car seats and seat belts. And thank goodness for her airbags, which deployed, but mine didn't. And that's another whole can of worms because I don't know why they didn't. But I just got a rental car. This is Saturday. I got a rental car today. And I'm driving the Chevrolet PT Cruiser wannabe.
Really?
The HHR, I think. Which I think maybe the Chrysler people named it. Ha ha, really? No, really, you're not going to make the ha ha. But yeah, that's what I got from the rental car place. And so I've got that rented for the next week, and we shall see what happens from that. That was my exciting news.
Well, Amy, all I can say, first of all, I'm so glad you're okay. Second of all, that phone call was one of the scariest things because Wesley answered the phone and said, okay, we'll take care of it, got off and said, Amy was in a wreck.
Now,
I died.
The speech went like this. I need you to catch up with Paul. I can't get him on the phone. I've been in a car accident, and I'm fine, but I have to deal with the police right now. Would you call Paul for me? And that translated into Amy was in a wreck.
Okay. Amy was in a wreck. We have to get hold of Paul. Oh, no. All I heard was Amy was in a wreck. Paul. And that's what I heard. And I'm dying. And first I'm dying. Is she okay? And he says, yes, she's okay, but we've got to get hold of Paul. And I said, Wes, I can't find Paul's phone number.
Do you have it programmed into your phone now?
I don't have it programmed. No, I don't. And I don't even know how to program my phone. I'll have to ask Emily to do that for me. Put in the phone number, which I have now. And maybe next time you have a wreck, please don't have any more wrecks.
I'm sorry. Well, the thing is, I've never had trouble getting in touch with Paul. Almost never. Occasionally he's working, and this was just right after work, and he was still working, and he was busy doing his stuff, and he was with somebody else. And he just had left both of his cell phones, personal and work, had left them in another room and went off to do some work. And so when he came back, he had many, many messages from everybody going, Amy's been in a wreck. Amy's been in a wreck. Amy's been in a wreck. But this is, I know that there will be future installments of this story. I'm going to leave it at that. My car is a crumpled up mess, and I'll put a picture on the website, and we shall see what the insurance companies do with this.
Ooh.
Yes.
The plot coagulates.
Yes.
I want to be famous. I want to wear minks and satins and pearls. I want to be famous more than just any old girl. I want
to
have
It's that time, that time we look forward to in every show where the continuing saga of the sibling story contest continues.
Hi.
So, our contest continues. Nobody called. I'm starting to feel like a Jewish mother. You don't call, you don't write.
Oh, my.
I'll just lie over here and die.
You never called.
No, we did get a letter, though. We got a letter from...
Got another letter.
Yes. May I share this?
Yes, please, because I actually don't have it in front of me.
Well, I have it in front of me. This is another fabulous story from Kelly in Colorado, who apparently is like us. She and her siblings had adventures. I guess everybody else kind of sits around and played nicely and everything. That's why nobody's calling us. But Kelly has stories. And I'm going to read her letter to you. She said, here's another one. She says, our mom used to buy candy bars when they'd come on sale 10 for a dollar at Target. She'd hide them and only break them out for special occasions. One day, two of the candy bars came up missing. Mom sat my sister and me down on the couch and insisted we stay there until one of us confessed. I knew that I hadn't taken the candy. My sister knew it, too, but she wasn't about to admit anything. After an hour of sitting on the couch and not going to the pool, I'm sorry, I added that, Lori told me that she had eaten the candy, but she had no intention of ever confessing. She convinced me that it would be less painful for me just to confess than to have to sit on the couch all day long. You know, I'm kind of feeling I'm the Lori in this picture. Kelly continues. She says, I buckled. I told my mom that I had taken the candy. My sister. Oh. I know. Kelly, you're so good. The assertiveness training. She says, my sister was released to play with an apology from my mom while I had to await further punishment when my dad got home. I tried to tell my mom about I had been duped, but she didn't want to hear about it. Poor Kelly. God. She says, a few weeks later, more candy went missing. Oh, this Lori chick. She said, our mom again sat us down on the couch. Lori insisted that she hadn't taken any candy. I was livid at her for, again, putting us into this position. We sat on that couch for 3 hours before Dad came home and admitted that he was the one who had gotten into the candy stash that time.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor Kelly.
Oh, she cannot win for losing. And that sister,
What a sister. I can really kind of feel for Lori because if I hadn't thought of it first, I think she probably would have told Kelly that Eskimo pies were poisonous.
That's so not true. You were little then. We can't be too mean to you about that. Actually,
that was devious.
I was going to say, we need sibling stories. We desperately need them. I can't understand why we aren't getting deluged with phone calls. We know you're listening. We know you are. You write to us and say so. So call us and say so.
What's that number again, Bay?
Oh, that number again is 206-G2G GRIT, otherwise known as 206-424-4748.
So simple. Just a phone call.
It's hard to believe. I know. But here's something to sweeten the pot. Let's turn this around just a little bit. Here is an example of a sibling story in which the sibling is someone to be admired.
Ooh.
Revered.
You have one of those?
I have several of those, and I'm going to tell them one at a time.
You're
going to
embarrass me.
My sister saved my life.
Go on.
No, I mean, go on.
Continue, yes.
Okay. When I was 17 years old, I graduated from high school and wrecked and totaled my mother's car.
Cliche.
One night. And that's a long story in and of itself, but here's the pertinent part. I wrecked the car. I was rattled. Maybe I was in shock. I don't know. My best friend and I were being carted off to the hospital because her nose was broken and my back was hurt. The woman who found us called Mama and told her to meet us at the hospital. I was out of my mind with idiocy and panic, absolute panic.
And I can commiserate. I understand. Yeah.
The first thing that I remember was Amy running into the emergency room, running directly to me and saying, "What were you doing?" And I said, we were going to go to the bootleggers to get some Jack Daniels.
Ooh.
And she said, my mama would have killed me herself right there in the ER with witnesses if she had found me. My sister, the genius, says, here's the story. You were going to the truck stop to get fireworks.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Genius. And mama was right behind her. And she said, what were you doing? Where were you going?
And you very obediently said,
we were going to the truck stop to get fireworks.
And did it work?
It so worked. It so worked. I survived that night in two ways. So thank you, Amy, for saving my life.
Great. I saved your life by teaching you to lie.
Well, somebody had to. Thank
you. Never
you.
Did get that Jack Daniels either, did you?
No, I didn't. Thank you. I've never been to a bootlegger's still in all this time.
I don't guess I ever have, too. I was really very boring in college, and I didn't. Oh, the underage drinking thing. Oh, no, never. I didn't do that. Our mother was a teetotaler.
My best friend was, yes, she was an absolute teetotaler. But that's one of those things you get from living in the South.
Yeah.
So
there are a couple more stories, and let's see, the stash is now up to, if you call us and tell us a sibling story, you will get an iHeart LV shot glass and a souvenir Tennessee spoon, and I went to the Bonanza, the world's biggest gift shop. In Las
Bonanza.
Vegas. I love the Bonanza.
I love that place. Mm-hmm. I love the Bonanza.
And I
so
got
uber cheesy.
A whole bunch of stuff, including decks of cards that have actually been used in Las Vegas casinos. So
I love casino cards.
You know what? If somebody actually calls us this week, I will give them their choice. I think I got 16 decks of cards, and every one of them is from a different place. So I will give them their choice of which casino they want, if they'll just pick up the phone and call.
That's all you have to do. 206-424-4748.
And hey, make up a story.
Hey, there you go.
At this point,
embarrass your sibling.
At this point, we want another contest. Contest. What's the next thinking contest?
Oh, and hey, if you call us, tell us what we should call our meal of the week segment. We would really appreciate it.
It needs a good name. I think that'll do
There's
it for another week.
Episode in the can.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll keep us
episode
together.
9. We're about to go to double digits.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's do it again next week.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, okay. That's going to be a Project Runway episode, too, on Thursday. So wait, watch for that.
Oh, yes. One of our minis.
Sounds like a plan. Bye, bae.
Bye, bye. Bye. Bye.
Greasy coffee beans, the only high that's really clean. I like cream in my coffee like a thundercloud, sugar as sweet as a horn is loud. If you wanna break the old routine, grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. Ah, greasy, greasy coffee beans. Greasy, greasy coffee beans. Greasy, greasy coffee beans.